Alright, Father, bless these words to our hearts. Anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive, Lord. In Jesus' name. The Word of God in John chapter, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7 and 8 says, Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. This is the fundamental character of God. And God could have chosen to be righteousness. God could have chosen to be justice. He could have chosen to be a harsh taskmaster. Because He is the creator of the universe and He is all powerful, He could have chosen to be absolutely anything that He had desired to be. Yet God had chosen to be love. That has such profound implications as to what I am, who God is. It changes what I am. My understanding of God will determine who I am as a man. So what does it mean when the Word of God says God is love? Well, the word there is agapeo in the original language. And that word means a love. We tend to think of it as an unconditional love, but that is such a weak translation. That word is so much more than simply unconditional love. It is a love that is based entirely upon the character of God and none whatsoever upon the character of the receiver of that love. It is based in the essence of who God is. It is not based in the essence of who we are. Love is the fundamental and intrinsic character of God. It is not in any way a response to us. It is simply who He is. And so who is He? What does that mean that God is love? It means first that He is patient, and second that He is kind. God is patient and kind. Now in 1 Corinthians 13, we find in the fourth verse, we find that God is patient and kind. Now we have to be careful here. When the Word of God says God is love, that is not a reflexive action. In other words, it is the anthros predicate. And in Greek it is hothios agape estin. It is saying, the Greek grammar there is pointing out, this is not a reflexive kind of an action. It is not something that can be reversed. It is God is love, not love is God, and it is not possible to be love is God. It is only God is love. I've heard people say, love is God. No, it is not. That is contrary to the scripture. God is love. Kindness and patience are not God. God is patient and He is kind. You see, there's this humanistic trend throughout really the world, yes, but also Christianity, where they think, oh, in order to be godly, I have to be nice. I think Christianity, in a manner of speaking, is plagued with niceness. Because if I have to be nice, then I haven't actually received the essential character of God. I've actually made it into an outward production where who I am isn't the issue. It's how I behave and how I relate towards you. But God is not interested in my being nice. God, it does not say God is nice. It says God is love. love sent its son to the cross. That was not nice. The cross is not nice. The cross is bloody. But in Christianity, I think we are plagued with niceness. And niceness is a plague. But God is love. He starts with an attitude of the heart, and it turns out it is brought out in an action. Kindness. Patience leads to kindness. It starts out in the heart, though, first. In his heart, God is kindness. I'm so patient, and it leads to him being kind towards me. Now, in the Greek, that word patience is makarthumia. And what it's referring to is the ability of a man to take vengeance upon his enemy. And he does not. Now, there are two words in the Greek for patience. One is makarthumia and one is hupomone. And hupomone talks about endurance under external situations. So there's a two type of relationship that we have and God has towards us and we have towards God. We have a patience with a man who, albeit God has the ability to take vengeance upon his enemies, we were enemies of Christ, but he does not. He shows goodness instead. And then, because he shows goodness instead, he is kind. The attitude transformed into an outward action. He was not trying to be nice. It was simply who he is from his essence. Niceness is not from the essence. It's from a religious production, thinking that by this we are good Christians. We are nice to everybody. Instead of having it come from within the heart as the character of God. My Christianity is not in niceness. My Christianity is in Christ. Now, when the strong man has the ability to take vengeance and does not, what is it that he has given? We were talking about this today. He has given mercy. So when we say that God is patient, what we are in fact saying is that God is merciful. Because he has the ability, and he doesn't give us that which we have earned, which we have deserved. We have earned death. The wages of sin is death. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Therefore, all deserve to die. But God does not give us that. It's makarthumia. The strong man has the ability to take vengeance, but does not. And if I have makarthumia operating in my heart that I've received through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God engrafted in my heart and it transforms my soul, then makarthumia will produce hupomone in me. Then I will be able to endure under a situation whereby the world may be coming against me, circumstances may be coming against me, people may be coming against me, I may be attacked, I may be accused, I may be maligned, and I endure. And I do not endure and grin and bear it. I endure with my eyes on the cross, fixed on the brazen serpent, where the snake bites may be there, but they do not kill me. You see, what happened to Israel in the desert is they took their eyes off the brazen serpent that Moses made when the snake bites came around, and they started dying because they were looking at the snake bites. That was not hupomone. Hupomone is when they looked at the brazen serpent. So the mercy of God produces endurance in my soul to walk with God in the difficult circumstances. God is patient. God is kind. Patience, heart attitude leads to an action. Kindness is actually the word Christotes. And it talks about goodness. It talks about a type of a quality of goodness that is intrinsic within that one who gives it. It is not intrinsic in that one who receives it. It is talking about the very fundamental nature of a character. It is not talking about the recipient that receives the kindness. Well, what is that? That is also defined as grace. So, God is love means that the first two characteristics of God are mercy and grace, just like we said today. The first two characteristics of Him are mercy and grace. Macrothumia, the strong man not taking the vengeance that he has the ability to take, and instead gives the kindness that has not been earned or deserved. God is patient and kind. And when I receive the kindness of God, it starts to produce an action. And it takes a capacity that has been sealed by the law, sealed by rules, and sealed by ought to's and do nots. And it takes the lid off of my capacity, and then all of a sudden, because of the Word of God and the mercy of God, when I fail, and knowing that even though I may fail, I am still righteous before Him, and I am completely loved and accepted before Him, I know that in that circumstance, I will still be able to approach God. And all of a sudden, the lid is taken off my capacity, and I can grow into a place where I have a real walk with God. A walk that is led by the Holy Spirit, where the soul is transformed through the fellowship of the human spirit with the Holy Spirit on the foundation of the Word of God. God is patient and God is kind. And when that happens in my soul, I grow as a Christian. I don't have to pretend to be nice, because that's what being in bondage to nice really is. It's not who I am. Oh, I get angry, but I have to be nice to you. No, I don't get angry because I have had my heart transformed. And when you may sin against me, my heart towards you, Father, forgive him. He does not know what he does. It's not how I deal with my anger. It's the anger doesn't come around because I have the natural mind crucified, and now I have the mind of Christ working in me. God is patient and God is kind. What is that really producing me? When that capacity is removed and the Word of God produces the life of Christ in me, then I can walk as a Christian. I don't have to try to walk as a Christian, I simply do. I don't have to try to be kind. It is simply the essential quality of my character. It is intrinsic within me, because God has changed the stony heart. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3 says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. See, that patience is that hupomone. See, that is that character which has been produced by macrothumia. And now I am able to stand in an external circumstance in the confidence of love of God. And the Word of God says in James 4:2, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. Well, what is patience's perfect work? What is the perfect work of hupomone which was produced by macrothumia? The perfect work of patience is found in Romans chapter 5 and verse 4. Let's go to verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that the tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. So if I walk in I receive God's macrothumia in my heart. It produces hupomone in my heart, the outward patience through the situation. It has a patience that has a perfect work. the end result of the perfect work is an experience that produces hope, which allows the Holy Spirit's love to be shed abroad in my heart. That is what it means when God is patient and kind. That is what it means to have a heart that is transformed by God's patience and by God's kindness, by God's heart attitude towards me being expressed by His grace towards me, giving me that which I have not deserved in exchange for that which I should have gotten but did not. And all of a sudden, when my heart is transformed by that grace, the love of God starts pouring out of my heart. It is shed abroad. It is not shed abroad because I try to produce it. It is shed abroad simply because it is overflowing. You see, when the love of God is shed abroad in my heart, it is not something that I can do. It is not something that I can have or produce or do any influence over. It is simply something that is there, and I am so filled with the love of God, with the Word of God, with the sweetness of the Holy Spirit that I cannot contain it. It is simply shed abroad. It overflows from me. It spills out like a cup pouring over. And it pours out onto other people. And all of a sudden I have the capacity in a difficult experience to be sweet. I don't react. I'm sweet. I don't have to try to correct everything. I simply walk in faith. And when I walk in faith, I trust God that He is in control. He is seated on the throne. He is above. And He has everything in His hands. And nothing happens that He does not allow. And I don't have to worry about the situation because I have faith. And that faith was produced by love. And that love worked its perfect work in me as macrothumia producing hupomone. And hupomone, it's the love of God abroad. So that when I'm squeezed by diverse temptations, when I'm squeezed by those pressures of life, what comes out is not my natural frame of reference. It's not my natural man. It's not my flesh. It's not an ungodly reaction. It's not even an effort to be good. What's coming out is that which is in. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Man speaks what his heart is full of. What comes out is simply the character of God, because the character of God has been produced in my heart. It's not something I work up, it's something I receive. We Christians get in trouble when we try to work up something that's not actually there. And we think that's being Christian. That's not being Christian, that's being phony. Being Christian is just like David said, "What shall I render God for all that He has done for me? I'll take some more. I will drink the cup of salvation. I'll take some more. I'll take His deliverance. I'll take His salvation. I'll take His liberation. I'll take His cross so I can walk in complete freedom in Him." And that freedom then gives me resurrection life, because I am freed from the old man, freed from the law, freed from my flesh, and freed from sin. And now I am alive unto Christ with the resurrection power of God flowing right through me unto everybody else. And then you walk in a difficult situation. You walk up to somebody and they say, "Hey, you know, I can see Christ in your eyes." And the reason why they can say that to you is because He's there. Macrothumia produces hupomone. And the outward consequence is the love of God being shed abroad, also known as kindness. God is patient and He is kind. I cannot produce it, I simply receive it. I can't influence it, I just trust it. I can't make it happen, I simply have faith that God will make it happen on my behalf. And when God makes it happen on my behalf, there's nothing in the no one that can actually stop it. Because who's going to stop the hand of God? So I walk in faith. And walking in faith is no longer a struggle. Walking in faith is not some effort to work things up. Walking in faith is not an attempt to say, "Oh, I'm a good Christian, I have to do this and this," and beating myself over the head if I don't. No, walking in faith is simply having the Word of God as my frame of reference, the love of God as my capacity, and that produces faith. Don't have to work it up at all. It's simply the way I think. I'm a new creation. It's not something that's in my flesh, it's something that's in the spirit. And then when I walk with God, people look around and they say, oh my goodness, there's something very different about this person. This has happened to you. There's something very different about this person. It's the love of God shed abroad in the heart. Nekrothumia producing hupomone. Hupomone producing kindness. Love of God shed abroad in the heart. And people are touched. People are transformed. People are delivered. And Christ is in action. You see, this is what it means to be the body of Christ. To have the life of God flowing through you. Being a believer doesn't make me the experiential body of Christ. The life of Christ makes me the experiential body of Christ. Being a believer just gives me a position. God, our entire walk with God is based on one thing: receiving. What have you that you have not received? God is patient and kind. I receive that patience. I receive that kindness. It is the intrinsic character of who He is. And I become like Him. I'm conformed to the image of Christ. I don't fear the valley because the valley is simply a place. It is no different than the mountain. Because in Isaiah chapter 40, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings as eagles. Well, I don't care if it's a valley or a mountain. If you're an eagle, you're above both of them. What difference does it make to an eagle? You can go through the valley, you can go through the mountain, it makes no difference. You're flying everything. It's no longer a valley or a mountain, it's a walk with God, with your eyes focused on Christ. Interesting thing about eagle is it's the only bird that can look directly into the sun. And so when I'm able to look into the sun, I no longer feel the snake bites. I no longer even know there's a snake out there. I simply soar with God. And that capacity is produced in me. And now for me to live is Christ. And Christ becomes my life. His word becomes my thought. His love becomes my heart. And I'm a new creation. Let's not live like the old creation. Let's be the new creation. Let's receive that from God. Let's let Him make us the new creation. It simply comes by receiving the fact that God is patient and kind. His character. Amen?